Okay, so the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Gimel on the Beis. Hakayir b'Toyra. So if you're getting a Aliyah for the Torah, lo yivchois mishloish p'sukim. You can't read less than three p'sukim. V'lo yikra l'maturgimim yoyis mi'pasuk achad. And when the maturgimim, when the translator translates, he shouldn't translate more than one pasuk. So you got to do one pasuk at a time, even though it's a little arduous to constantly be going, you know, one pasuk and then one pasuk. That's what you got to do by the Torah. Ubenavi shloisha. But when it comes to the haftira, you can do already three psukim. Alright, so you can do three psukim. Again, also they said, but the reason why the Rashi says the reason why maturgim by one pasuk by the Torah is because you don't want to have the maturgim, you know, mix it up. If he has to remember the two psukim, he might everything's you know by heart, so he may, you know, forget a little bit. But by Navi, we're not so machbid. So that's why by the haftarah you can do three psukim if you want. Hayushlashdan shalosh parshias. If there's three parshias, three different parshias, so three psukim and three different parshias, then kairin echad echad. Then you can only do one pasuk at a time. So if sometimes Navi is in three different parshias, you know, then you can't skip around that. It's got to be one pasuk at a time then. Medalgan ben Navi. When you're reading the Haftarah, you can skip around in the Navi. Vein medalgam b'Torah, but you can't skip around the Psukim of the Torah. When reading the Parsha, it has to be straight one Parsha. You can't just, you know, jump around from Parsha to Parsha. V'ad kama hu medalag. How much can you skip when you're talking about Navi? Ad kadesh le yifsoi ka meturgamin. Until that the meturgamin stops translating. So you say a Pasuk, or two, or three, and then the meturgamin starts translating that Pasuk, or the three psukim, then you can quickly try to skip around until he finishes up. Once he finishes, you got to start again. You can't keep everybody waiting. Okay, hani gimel psukim kenegim. These three psukim that we're learning, reading in the Torah, who are they kenegim? Amar Vasi kenegim Torah Nevi'im uksuvim. It's kenegim Torah Nevi'im uksuvim. V'lo yikra l'maturgamin yoyis mipasuk echad u'benavi gimel psukim v'mhayu shalashim shalash parashim gari echad echad. That was the Mishnah. Kigain, what's an example of you have three psukim and three different parshias? Kigain like this: Ki kai amar Hashem chinam nimkartem. This is a pasuk in Yeshaya. Nun beis gimel, which apparently is parak nun beis aside. Pasuk gimel, that's pasuk gimel, and then another pasuk: Ki kai amar Hashem elokim etzrayim yardim mibereshayna. That's the next pasuk, but it's a different parsha. And then v'atam ali pleinu Hashem. That's the next pasuk, which is again a different parsha. So these three psukim, if this is the haftarah that you're learning, you can't read all three psukim at one time and have the maturgamin translate all three at one time. You got to do one pasuk at a time. Medalgam and Navi, medalgam and Torah. So the Mishnah said that you can skip around with the Navi, but you can't skip around from parsha to parsha when you're reading the Torah. Remini avikasha stira kaire Achrei Mois for Ach Baaser. By the Kayin Gadol, he reads on Yom Kippur. He reads Achrei Mois, the parsha of Achrei Mois, and then he also reads Ach Baaser. Ay, v'hakam b'dalik. He's skipping around. We just said you can't skip around. So Amar Abaye loy kasha. Kan b'chadesha yifsek haturgamin, v'kan b'chadesha loy yifsek haturgamin. No, one place is saying that you're not allowed to skip around. Our Mishnah, that's talking about when the maturgamin finished. You finish translating, and then you're not allowed to skip around. You gotta be, if you want to skip around, it has to be before the Torgamin finishes. But in this case, when the Kayin Gadol is skipping around, that is when he did it before the Torgamin finishes. So the Gemara is going to ask the obvious kasha that we all know. What are you talking about? Our Mishnah said like this: well, you can skip a Navi, you can't skip it when you're reading the Torah. V'ad kama hu medalagat kedei shlo yisek haTorgamin. Until when can you skip? Until shvayt shlo yisek haTorgamin. That was the Mishnah. Yisek haTorgamin. Michlal, but that's talking about the Navi. Michlal the b'Torah, klal. You cannot skip around when you're reading the Torah. You're never allowed to skip around. So you can't be mechalik between whether the Torgamin finishes or not. You're never allowed to skip around in the Torah. That's us matching from our Mishnah. Elamar Abayas. No, so Abayas is going to say like this. Like Kasha, that's not fair on me. Because Abayas was the one that said that, right? There's a difference between whether the Torgamin finishes even by Kriyas HaTorah. He says, like Kasha, kan b'inyan achad, kan b'shnei inyanis. One, we're talking about one inyan, and one, we're talking about two inyanim. And there's a difference. In our Mishnah, you can't skip around from two inyanim, but one inyan you could not skip around. V'hatanya, and this is actually of v'hatanya that's benichusi. Look at Rashi. Sometimes the Hatanya is a kasha, but sometimes the Hatanya is a raya. So here, the Hatanya, it's a raya like this, because we have a brisa that says, Medalgin b'tayra ben yinachad. You are allowed to skip around in the Torah with one inyan. So if it's one inyan, you are allowed to skip around. Ubenavi, shnei inyanim, and navi, even you're allowed to skip around with two different inyanim. Kan, but both of them, when you're skipping around, b'chadesh lo yifsek ha-togamin. In both cases, it only can be when, you know, the or togamin didn't already finish his translation. Tanya Yidu, we have another brisa, emedalgim minavi lenavi, ubenavi shel shnei masar medalik. We have another brisa that says you're not allowed to skip around from one navi to another navi. This that we say you're allowed to skip around, that's only within the same navi itself. But to skip around from, you know, Yeshaya to Yirmiyah or Shmuel or Malachim, that you can't do. Ubenavi, benavi shnei masar, but treyasar medalik. Then you are allowed to skip around from one of the navim in treyasar to the other navim. But you cannot go from the end of the Sefer of Treyaser to the beginning. That you're not allowed to do. Okay, Zok the Mishnah. Hamafta benavi hu pyris al shema, v'hu oivr lefnei ateva, v'hu noisei es kapav. The person who says the mafter, the person who says the aftaira, he is mechubed with this pyris al shema that we spoke about before. They kind of like did half of shema. They did a baruch hu and they did a first pyris of shema. He davens for the Amid. He is the one that gets to be nice as Kapov to do for a kain. If he was a katan, if he's a kid that gets the haftira, then his father is Rebbe, is over al yada. They're the ones that get to either be pyres al shema or daven for the Amid or nice as Kapov. Katan kaira b'tayra umetagim. A katan could read the tayra. He's allowed to be the bak kaira, and he can also translate. No problem. Avol ena payers al shema, but he cannot do this payers al shema like we spoke about. Ena ayvul fnei ateva. He cannot daven for the yamid. A katan cannot daven for the yamid. Ena naisus kapav. He also cannot. If he's a kayin, a kid is not allowed to dochen. Paycheach is somebody who has his knees showing. He's wearing shorts. Comes to shul, he's out wearing his shorts. Pyrus Hashema, he could, you know, be Pyrus Hashema, he could lead that. Umatagman, he could also be the Matagman. Aval Eina Kairba Tayra, he cannot read the Tayra that way. Veina Ilvna Teva, he can't daven for the Amit. Veina Naisis Kapav, he also be Zakayan, he can't duchen. So Rashi says the reason why he can't do it is because it's not covered. Not covered the Tayra. Suma Pyrus Hashema, somebody who's blind. He could be Paris Hashemah, Umatargim, he can also be a Matargim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Shaloi Ra Ma'ayres Miyamav, Eina Paris Hashemah. Anybody that does not see the Ma'ayres, what are you saying by Paris Hashemah? What are you saying by Shema? You're saying, you know, Yaitzah Ma'ayres, which is the Ma'ayres, the sun and the moon, stars, and that's such a, you know, you're blessing Hashem for that. This person never saw it, he's a Suma. So he's not, he can't, how is he supposed to say that bracha? You know, if you never saw it. So Rabbi Yehuda says you can't do it. My time. So what's the reason that the person who reads the Haftarah, the Mishnah said, the person who reads the Haftarah, he gets to do all these kibudim. He gets to daven for the Yamid. Maybe that's where the minute came from, to daven Musaf after the person gets Haftarah. Or, you know, why does he get all these kibudim? So if Papa Amishim Kavod, Papa says it's because of Kavod. What do you mean it's because of Kavod? So they say, Rashi says, interesting thing, Rashi says because since reading the Haftarah is not a kavod, so he gets to you have to give him something of kavod. Interesting. Rav Barsimi Amar Mishum the Asil and Sui. Some people pay for Haftarah. You know, he's telling the Haftarah, they want the Haftarah. It's a kavod for them. But apparently, Rashi's learning that the Gemara is saying that it's not a kavod to read the Haftarah. So you got to give him something. You know, you call them up there. So you know, you got to give him something of kavod. So that's what he's done with them. Rav Barsimi Amar Mishum the Asil and Sui. Rav says no. The reason is it's going to come to Machlekes. What's going to come to Machlekes? Because Rashi says he's going to say that I'm doing the Haftarah and I'm not, and this other person who's the Chazan, you're being Ayof Ne'ateva. And I saw some others say that no, that it's a little bit, they explain a little bit more, that it means that the person davens for the Amid normally gets paid. So, you know, they used to pay for Chazanim, you know, you'd be the Chazan, so that person gets paid. But you wouldn't pay for somebody to read the Haftarah. So you're going to come to a fight. I'm reading the Haftarah and I'm doing it for free, and you're davening for the Amid and you get paid for it. It's not fair. So therefore, I should daven for the Amid also. My benayu, what's the difference between these two, whether you hold this out, it's covered, or whether you hold this out, it's getting into fights? Yigi benayu, dov b'chinam, it's different if, let's say, the person who's the chazan does it for free. So if he's doing free, there's never a chash that's going to come to mechoikis. So it's no problem. Let's say the guy leans half tired, he doesn't want to down for the yamen. Okay, so you get somebody else to down for the yamen. I don't know if he doesn't want to down for the yamen, but let's say you want somebody else to down for the yamen, but he's going to do it for free. Now you don't plan on paying the guy. So then there's no problem because, you know, it's not going to cause a fight. But if it's out covered, and you know, you feel bad for the guy because you didn't give him something, you didn't give him an aliyah that has covered to it. So that's then that person would he should daven musaf when he got them after. It's not v'mhaya katan, if he was a katan, aviv a rabbi over nayada. What did the Mishnah say? He says if it's a katan that got the after, so then his father or his rabbi davens for the yomim. So if you're going to say it's because it's you don't want to cause a fight, so katan bar netzuya, who a katan is going to get into fights? He's not a bar netzuya. There's not going to be any fights when it comes to a katan. So if that's the reason, then the father or the rebbe shouldn't daven. Elamai, we're going to say it's because, so it must be because of kavod. So the Gemara says elamai mishum kavod katan bar kavodu. Katan, you know, he cares about his kavod so much. He just cares about the lollipop he's going to get afterwards. He doesn't care. So, Ella, what are you going to tell me? You're going to say no, because Ika kavod aviv kavod rabbi. You know, you want to make sure the mechaber, the father of the Rebbe. So, hachanami, Ika netzuya, aviv netzuya rabbi. I mean, your parents get very upset about it. You know, they can argue for their kids also. Don't worry, they'll get mad for you. So, the same idea is once the father Rebbe is around. So, you got to give them, you know, either reason is enough reason why they should, the father Rebbe should die for the Yamid, so it's no raya. Okay, Pecheach Paris al Shema. Somebody who's wearing shorts, so he can be Paris al Shema, but he can't do the rest. Cotton Pecheach. What about a cotton who wears shorts? Maushi Yikar, can he lane the Torah that way? So Rashi says, because a Gadol who's Pecheach, a Gadol that has shorts on, it's Aser. Because the Yerbachalev is Dava, but a cotton is not Mechoyev. Cotton is not Muzer. So it'll be okay. You know, there's no problem with the Yerbachalev is Dava when he's davening. Or maybe there's no difference. So that was the Shaila. So, let me ask you a different question. Let's say he was naked. Then we wouldn't have a problem of, you know, we wouldn't have a problem of Liyabach Ever's daughter. Right? Of course you would. So, Aram, my time, Aloy, why would you not let a Katan who is an Aram daven for the Yamid, even though he's not Muzer? Mishem Kavit Tzibur. It's not Kavit Tzibur to have a kid up there who's not wearing any clothing. But so Hachanami, Mishem Kavit Tzibur, is also over here. It's not Kavit Tzibur to have somebody who's wearing shorts. It doesn't matter if you're a Gadol or not. It's nothing to do with Leir B'chayiv's Daver. It has to do with Kavit Tzibur. So Kavit Tzibur applies also when a Katan, by a Katan. Suma Paris Hashemat. Remember, we had this machloikis about somebody who's blind. Can he do be Paris Hashemat? Tanya. We have a brayso. Amru loy Rabbi Yehuda. So the Tanakhama said to Rabbi Yehuda this. Harvei tzafu lidrash b'merkava. V'loy roi sabimayim. A lot of people darshaned in the Maisa Merkava, right? The Maisa Merkava, the Merkava of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Obviously, nobody's ever saw that. And still, so many people darshaned it. So you see that it's no problem. You don't have to actually see something in order to have any shaykhas with it. So therefore, so too over here, when it comes to davening, you know, even the person never saw them iris, he can still say the bracha. Rabbi Yehuda, so what's Rabbi Yehuda going to answer? He says, no, over there, it's just whether you can figure out what's going on over there. It explains to you what the Merkava looks like, you know, exactly what's going on over there. So if you understand it, so then, okay, good, you can conjure up the image in your mind. You don't need to actually see the image. If you understand it, good, if not, not. This guy who's learning about the Maaseh Merkava, he's a Mechavan and he understands it. But Hacha Misham Hana, here, what's the bracha that you're making? You're making the bracha from the Hana that you received from the Ma'iris. How can you make a bracha? Unless they had another. Assume never had Hana from it, so how can you make the bracha? Rabbanan, so what's Rabbanan going to say back? The guy never had Hana. He says, Isle Hana, he does have Hana. Even a Suma has enough from the Ma'iris. How does a Suma have enough from the Ma'iris? Kreb Yaisi. Like Rabbi Yossi, the Tanya, Amr Rabbi Yossi, Kol Yomai Hayisi Mitzdara Mikraza. My entire life, I was a Mitzdara by this Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vayisim Mashish Mitzarayim, Kasher Yomashish Seiver Abafela. Pasuk says, as the Kala, you will be, you know, looking around about Tzarayim. In the afternoon, you're going to be searching around like an Eiver searches around Ba'afela in the darkness. You're going to be searching like a blind person searches in the darkness. So I always had a kasha. What's the difference to a blind person whether it's light or dark? He can't see anyway. So why is the pasuk saying that like an eiver in the afela? So Ad Shabam Aisali Yadi, until a certain story came to me, and that's when I understood the pshat. The Pam Achas, one time, Hayisim Ahalch B'Ishan Laila, I was going when it was very dark at night, extremely dark, Va'afelo, it was pitch black. Ra'isi Suma Shayim Ahalch B'Derech, and I saw a blind person who was walking on the road. What he was doing out of that hour, I don't know. He was out on the road, Va'avuka B'Yadi, and he had a torch in his hand. Amarti Lai, so I told him, Bini, Avuka Zu Lamalach, what are you holding this torch for? It's not like it's not going to help you see. Amali, so he said to me, what do you mean? Kol zman she'avuka b'yadi b'nei adam ra'ein I see. Anytime that I have this torch in my hand, so other people will see me, uma, and they understand that I'm blind. Umatzilun I see, minap chasim, minap kaitzim, minap berkonim. And they're going to save me from all these, you know, the dangerous potholes and the kaitzim. You know, so same idea. Suma, he also has enough from the ma'iris, because when it's bright light outside, right, people can see him and save him. So he also has enough. So that's why, according to the Rabbanan, he can make the bracha. It's like the Mishnah. Kayin sheyesh biyad of mumin. The kayin that has mumin on his hands. Lo yisas kapav, he shenat duchen from the amen. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af mishah yad of tzavuos satim. Even somebody whose hands are dyed a certain color is blue color. So lo yisa is kapav, mnesha am is taklumba. You can't do it because the am would look at his hands. You know, everyone is going to, he's going to get up there, he's going to start duchening. And everyone's going to look at his hands and going to say, oh, look at his funny hands. You know, they're not going to be concentrating. This whole Gemara really is not going to be so negev as manazah, because as manazah, they cover their hands with the talus. So it's not really negev, you know, how deformed or funny looking their hands are. So like the Gemara, Tana, mumin sha'amru, this mumin that we said, the kain that has mumin in his hands, it's not just his hands, shambu fun of yodav ragel, his face, his hands, and his feet, because they take their shoes off. Amir Vishua ben Levi, Yadav Bohikinois, Loisa's Kapav. If his hands are spotted or splotched, so that he also cannot daven, he can also not duchen. Tani Nami Hachi, Yadav Bohikinois, Loisa's Kapav. Akumois, Akushois, if also if they're deformed, they're bent out of shape, they're just deformed, so Loisa's Kapav, he also cannot do. Amir Vasi, Chifni Uvishni, the Chifni and the Vishni, Bishni. The Chifni and the Bishni, not the Bishini, the Bishni. So these people from Chifni and Bishni, La Yisa as Kapov, they also cannot duchen. We also have a Raya that says a Raya like this. The people that they cannot daven for the Amid, the people from Beis Shan and the people from Chifa. These are the Chifni and the Bishni. So Veloy Anchi Tavunim, and also not the people from Tavunim. Why? They switch their alephs and their ayins. And therefore, what's the problem with switching your aleph and your ayin when it comes to davening for the Amid? So he says, the pasuk that we say in Duchening, it says, right, Yair Hashem Pano Ve'elecha V'chanecha. Yair with an aleph is that Hashem will show his face to you. Yair with an ayin means that Hashem is going to pour his face on you, which can also mean as a klala. So therefore, we don't want these people giving us a klala up there. We want them to be giving us brachas. A kohen should be giving us brachas, not klala. So therefore, we don't let these people duchen. Amalei v'chil v'shim v'rabi. So Rav Chiya decided to tell Rav Shimon bar Rebbe, if you would have been a Levi, you would not be able to sing as a Levi. Mishum da avi kalacha, because your voice is not that great. You know, you have a pretty deep voice. It's not really going to work with the rest of the normal society. So, giving him a nice compliment here. Also, amalei avuasi. So Rav Shimon bar Rebbe wasn't so happy about this. So he told his father what Rav Chiya told him. You know, this compliment. So Amalei, so his father told him back, Zil Amalei, go tell Reb Chiya, Kishaata Magia Eitzel Vichikisi Lashem, Leinimtsis Mechar from Agadith. Reb Chiya, you say your ches is as haze. So when you come to the pasuk of Vichikisi Lashem, and I hope and, you know, wait for Hashem, you pronounce it as Vichikisi Lashem. So you're talking, and I hit Hashem. So you're being mechayer from the God of Hashem. So you're right, I don't have such a great voice, but every time you say v'chikisi l'Hashem, you are being a mechayer from the God of, because you're saying that I'm hitting Hashem. So I guess he's like saying it back, look, you're not great shakes either. Amar Rav Huna, Zavalgin lo'yisas kapov, somebody who has teary eyes, he cannot be duchen for the Amid. V'ahuda hava b'shivusa the Rav Huna, but there's some person who was very teary-eyed, the Rav Huna, and the shchuna of Rav Huna, v'hava paris yodei, and he would be duchening. The Gemara says, "Over that's different. Hahu dosh beirei havi. That everyone was used to that guy. Everybody knows that guy. It wasn't anything. You know, they wouldn't be staring at the guy because they're so used to him in the city." Tani nami hachi. We have another verse like this. Zavalgan, somebody who's teary eyed, like Yisus Kapov, he shouldn't duchen. V'mhaya dosh beirei. But if he's somebody that's always so common in the city, everybody knows him, then it's mutter. Amar b'yechanan. Suma ba'achas meidav. Somebody who's a suma in one of his eyes. Well, Yisus Kapov. So he also should not duchen, because again, it's a distraction. People are going to look at him, you know, with that one eye. He keeps rolling around. But again, we had a story that this person was in the shechuna of Rabbi Yochanan, and he would duchen. But that was also different, because he's also, everyone was used to him. Somebody who's a suma in one of his eyes, he says, he should not duchen. So we have a braisa mafurish that says that if somebody is blind in one eye, same idea, they really he shouldn't, but if everyone's used to him, then he can duchen. Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Mishai, Yodav Tzavoy, so he says, Kapov, we said somebody whose hands are dyed or colored, discolored, he should also not duchen. Tana, Imroiv, Anche, Ir Melachta, Mekach, Mutter. But again, if most people, their melacha is in the same thing that this guy's melacha is that makes his hands, you know, colored, discolored, then again, it's going to be Mutter because nothing's going to be so strange about this guy. Dr. Mishnah, Haim, Reini, Oivuf, Neate, Betzvun. Somebody says, you know, can you daven for the yom? The guy says, you know, I'm not going to daven for the yom as long as I'm wearing these colored clothing. I only daven in white clothing. So if he says that, af bilavadim layaver, he cannot daven even if he's wearing white clothing. Besandal, let's say he says, you know, I'm not going to daven for the yom with wearing these sandals. I have to wear, you know, nothing on my feet. Any layaver af yachav, he cannot daven for the yom even if he's not wearing any shoes. Layaver af yachav layaver ha'isa tefilasa yagula. Somebody who makes his tefillin round. Sakana. It's a sakana of ainba mitzvah, and there's no mitzvah for him to wear the tefillin. Nos na matzecha yapasir. Let's say he puts it on his forehead instead of putting it on top of his head, he puts it right on smack on his forehead. Or on the palm of his hands. Harei ze derech minus. This is the derech of minus, and you know, it's not the right way thing to do. Tzipunzav. Let's say he covers his batim with gold. He wants his tefillin to stick out, so he covers him with gold. Venasna based on kolishle. Or if he puts it on top of his shirt. So Hareza Derech Yitzanim, this is Derech Yitzanim, and again, not the Das Chachamim. Zok the Gemara, my time, what's the reason why if somebody says, I'm not going to daven in front of the Yaman, I'm not going to daven for the Yaman if I'm wearing colored clothing, you don't even let him daven when he's wearing white, and same thing with the shoes. It says, Chashin on Shem Aminus Nezrikova. We're nervous that maybe he has some Minus. He's going off the Derech a little bit, because that's the way the Avodah Zarah, they were makpin on these type of things. Somebody, right, we said in the Mishnah that somebody makes his tefillin round. It's a sakana. Let's say it's a, we have a brace like this. Tefillin merubas, halacha mashem sinais. You see that it has to be squared. A tefillin has to be squared. It's halacha mashem sinais. You say it's a raya. Vama Rava says the tafran of Achson is talking about if it has to be, when it's talking about, sewed, right? The tefillin are so tight, are sewed shut. And Achasin, so it has to be a certain diagonal, so according to that diagonal, there's a cheshbon Rashi that it has to be square. Rav Papa, no, it's no raya from here, because maybe masnisin da avida kiam guzo. Our Mishnah is not talking about all round tefillin. It's talking about if you make it specifically round like an egoiz, then that's a problem. But it's not saying from the Mishnah that it has to be square, right? Just the fact that it's saying that it can't be a certain type of circle like an egoiz, that's not going to be a raya, that it cannot be circle at all.